and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specials during Dell's Summer Sale Event.
Freddie Coleman.
I don't think he's going to make it in the next couple of minutes.
Ian Fitzsimmons.
I really don't think I'm going to make it through the night. I don't.
Are Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Oh, them.
More of a good thing.
He is the king of the reverse jinx.
Tom Brady had a chance to speak, and once again, he shows us he's that every man for you.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. He's Ian Fitzsimmons.
Cam Atkinson. Just hit the post.
I'm Freddie Coleman. We are
Freddie and Fitzsimmons. Weekdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It is hour number three. Welcome to Sports Hangover.
Yeah. Sports Hangover.
Tim Grubbs will be joining us momentarily. We will talk a little baseball, and including... really interesting play. So, Jono Barnes on Twitter. You think this is accurate how people feel about Jameis?
100% accurate.
You think so, huh?
Okay. Well, so, I've been saying for the past couple months.
This is
got Jameis.
They have a date underneath it. This is apparently Saints fan, December 29th, 2019.
He did it again. He sucks.
I bet you he does it again.
Winston
flows. Winston interception.
That was funny. Look, man, I hope Tampa keeps Jameis forever. If you're the Saints, you want him in your division. Any team that Jameis is on is never going to win the Super Bowl.
And now it switches to September 12, 2021.
Hey, man, scoot over a little bit. Appreciate your big dog.
He's wearing a jersey.
Hi, y'all. 2021 Saints season is underway. Jameis Winston era. Got a feeling Jameis going to lead us all the way to the Super Bowl. Awesome.
Chewing on that popcorn, wearing a Jameis Winston jersey.
Like I've said multiple times, yeah. I have faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's the same guy that a lot of Saints fans were making fun of. So, I'm looking forward to the Saints season.
Okay. You should be looking forward to the Saints season. Why are you grinning? What? You have 11-6 up there, Mr. Confidence.
I never said it was because of Jameis Winston.
Oh, wow. So why are we getting 11 wins here?
The defense.
Defense.
Top three
really?
In the NFL.
Really? Top three?
All right. Maybe I was going a little bit. Top five in the NFL.
That's incredible. Who's your starting cornerback opposite of Lattimore?
It doesn't matter.
Who's the starting linebacker next to DeMario Davis?
It doesn't matter.
Who is replacing Trey Hendrickson and all his double digits?
Does it even matter?
Who's replacing Sheldon Rankins and Malcolm Brown?
Doesn't matter.
Top three, huh?
Top five. I overspoke.
Okay.
Alvin, MVP season. Michael Thomas, MVP season.
Wow. Just like that, huh? Very interesting. That's why you feel that way. When Mr. Tim Grubbs calls, we will talk about, or we give him a buzz here. We're going to talk a little bit about what took place a little bit ago.
I'm still.
All right. So two things we're going to touch on with him. We're going to call and talk to him about the Cardinals. Again, what do I always say about the Cardinals?
That's Ed's team.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like
what them. Do I always say, though?
I don't know what you say. What do you say?
That they cheat.
But they're calling out someone for cheating this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of karma?
I mean, they didn't win the game, but still, yeah. So the manager, Mike Schilt, was ejected for arguing after reliever Giovanni Gallegos was ordered to switch caps because umpires thought there was sunscreen on the bill, Jordan. Sunscreen on the bill.
What? Why does it matter if you have sunscreen on the bill?
I don't know. I guess it makes the ball slicker. It turns more. I don't know. It does certain things.
I feel like it would be harder to grip.
I would think so too, right? I mean, it would sort of, I don't know, makes the ball move a little bit differently. I don't know. We'll see. Mr. Tim Grubbs joins us. Sir, how are you?
Doing great. What's going on, Gus? Everything good back there?
Oh, everything's great. Finally, the Cardinals, you know, were busted cheating yesterday. Sunscreen on the bill. Now we know how to get all those wins. George just asked a legit question. Substance. Sunscreen. What would that do to a baseball?
It gives you a better grip.
So you can hold the ball tighter.
You can hold the ball. Yeah, you get a better. You know, there's. You got to be careful with moisture. You know, obviously, the umpires are always paying attention if you're, you know, getting your fingertips in your mouth, you know, licking. They'll do it a little bit in some colder weather and stuff like that. But obviously, something like bug spray and sunblock, they're big.
What?
You know, to help
really
grip the baseball. Mm. Yeah, you'll see guys. Like that, it's the green bottle of the bug spray. I'm drawing blank, but that stuff's like rampant in dugouts in Major League and minor league baseball.
Well, I mean, mosquitoes will get you, even though you're wearing pants and your jerseys are a little pretty much right. Cover everything but your forearms.
It's funny because there might not be any bugs around, but you look in a dugout and you're like, wow, he must have a real pest problem at Wrigley Field.
That's good to know. Mike Schilt, here's the rant after the game.
Major League Baseball's got a very, very, very tough position here because there are people that are effectively not even trying to hide, essentially flipping the bird at the league with how they're cheating in this game with concocted substances. There are players that have been monetized for it. There are players that are obviously doing it, going to their glove. There's clear video of it. You can tell the pitchers that are doing it because they don't want to go to their mouth, which Gio does off the rubber. And understandably, and I know comfortably, Major League Baseball is trying their best to do it in a manner that doesn't create any black eye for the integrity of the game that we love. But speaking of integrity, how about the integrity of the guys that are doing it clean? How about the guys that are pitching their tails off in Major League Baseball and doing it clean that have an unfair competitive advantage for the guys that are clearly loading up with concoctions that they actually advertise, don't do anything to hide, even in plain view. That's the guys I'm speaking for. I'm speaking up for the hitters that have a living to make facing stuff that's already really, really good. And you can see, based on spin rates, how guys' careers are jumping off the charts. And then you can do cause and effect.
Interesting, because one of the Tuesdays we've had you on, or Thursdays, Tim, we've talked about how the offensive percentage in scoring in Major League Baseball has been at an all-time low, and pitchers have been really good. And maybe that's why when they're throwing 90, 100 miles an hour, they're beaming people back and right. But what do you think of the manager's comments there?
Yeah, that was a good rant there. I mean, he's, you know, I know Mike Schilt. You know, he came in through New Orleans, I don't know, 3 years with Memphis, and he's one of the most personable managers there were. And he liked to talk the game. So listening to him talk about that, you know, I mean, that's exactly what he means. Now, I will say this. Major League Baseball has spoken before about stuff like sunblock and bug spray and stuff like that. And they haven't really, and he did hint on it, that Commissioner Manfred is not really trying to get rid of that. It doesn't really give you an advantage. What it does, and the reason why they haven't really enforced it, it's sometimes better for the hitter, for the pitcher to have that. Because it gives the pitcher more control, so there's less time that a guy is going to get hit in the head. Obviously, beanball, you know, you and I have talked about it a couple times. Guys getting hit, especially in scary spots, you know, up above, has happened. And I don't think there's no intent to that, at least 90% of the time, 95% of the time. But, yeah, so sometimes they like to put that – they like it to let it go just so these pitchers, especially when they're throwing 100, will have a better idea of where exactly that ball is going for the safety of the hitter. Whether or not I believe that or not, I mean, at least they have said that publicly. Mm-hmm. And now for this to happen yesterday and make him change out his hat, you know, hey, it's the Cardinals cheating. You and I are going to definitely jump.
All right, that's right. Dude, I saw this. I'm like, I knew it. I text Ed Daniels. I've yet to hear a response. I'll also text him what I sent you earlier. The Cubs have won 9 of 12. And then against your Pirates a little bit ago, up 1-0, top of the third. Jordan, how many outs are there?
There's two.
Here's the play.
Two outs.
Baez hits it on the ground to third, Gonzalez. This is so good. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
They stole a run. You have got to be kidding me. Javi Baez.
Keep going. Go. Go.
I think you're invisible. Oh, El Mago indeed.
Uh-oh, that's Boo Birds.
That is unbelievable.
In Pittsburgh.
That is incredible.
I would have gotten up
now, on that. Tim, Boogs is one of the best. He used to call it for ESPN. He's calling for the... He didn't even know how to describe what he just saw. You are a professional baseball, you know, play-by-play announcer. Please describe what I just played.
So, Javi Baez was running to first base, mm-hmm. and it was going to be an easy out. There's a runner at second or third, and he's making his
runner
way towards
second.
Home plate.
Mm-hmm.
Runner on second, and Baez was going to be an easy out. The throw went to first base a little bit offline, so Baez started running backwards. So the first baseman started to run towards him to tag him. All he has to do is step on the first base bag. He doesn't have to tag
That's
him.
It. That's
if he
it.
Steps on the first base bag, even if it's an hour after the runner crosses home plate, the run does not count. I have no idea what the Pirates were doing. Honestly, when I initially saw the play, I thought the umpires ruled it wrong because I didn't think a runner could run backwards between home and first. That is true, but he cannot get, once he gets near home plate, he's automatically out. He did not run that far backwards because I did think the umpires screwed it up. But, for what the Pirates did there, unbelievable. You do not have to run after the guy. All you have to do is step on first base, and the inning is over. The run doesn't count. That is the worst play of the year. And I guarantee when you and I rehash the baseball season come October, nothing is dumber than that play in Major League Baseball. It might be the dumbest play I've seen ever.
Of course, it had to do with the Cubs and Pirates, right? I mean, of course.
The best thing was Javier Baez.
You know my Cubbies had to be involved in your Pirates.
Javier Baez.
You know, I'm not mad about it because I'm all tank mode. You know, I'm all for let's get that first-round pick again. You know, I mean, we got the first-round pick coming up in July. Let's do it again. Let's do what Houston did. Oh, I don't want to compare ourselves to Houston because I don't want to be trash can talk. But I want to get the first-round pick 2 or 3 years in a row. That's what you need to do if you want to turn it around in a hurry, especially with a small market team.
The best part about it is what Jordan brought up, too.
Yeah, Javier Baez.
Yeah.
When he's running back, he stops, makes sure
that the call.
Makes sure the guy, he calls him safe.
And then runs to first.
Looks at it, then runs back to first. Instead of running right when he throws
it.
He's
a live base runner, is standing there looking at the play, safe. All right, I'm going back.
And then
the
second baseman just looks like he's in disgust. He doesn't even try to reach out for the ball to tag.
He makes that way to second after calling a play at the plate while he's live.
Unbelievable.
Well, the ball's literally 5 feet away from him.
Oh, it's unbelievable that happened. I'm still kind of at a loss. Thank God I didn't care about the game. You know what I mean? Because I understand why they booed. And
right.
If they would have dumped, and if it would have been like, you know, what happened the other day with the Wizards game, if somebody would have dumped a bag of popcorn
on, like the
on the entire Pittsburgh Pirates, they were justified for that.
That would have been justified. I got you saying, everyone just doused the
finger. I mean, a play like
finger.
That, I mean, I'm not all for relegation, but a play like that might get you sent back to Double A.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Quickly, we got about 2 minutes here, Mr. Tim Grubbs. As always, we talk once a week, Little Major League Baseball. Rays in first over in the East. Sox a half game back. Yankees a game and a half. Orioles all the way back, 13. Toronto there at 5. Anything in the East stand out to you this week?
Well, Tampa Bay, you know, I don't know how they do it. I know they have a loaded farm system. Where they've won 12 of 13.
Yeah.
I mean, they are just cleaning up. Tyler Glasnow looked, I mean, he's the American League equivalent to Jacob deGrom right now. He's just pitching incredible. So can Tampa keep doing it? I mean, hey, they've been doing it for a while. I don't know how they exactly do it without resigning as free agents, but pretty impressive what they're doing there.
Sox atop of the Central. It's them and the Indians, huh?
Yeah, because I think the Twins, you know, I don't think they're out of it, and I think they need to really get it going. They were the team that won the division last year. They're struggling, but yeah, it's them and the Indians most likely.
A's and Astros battling out West. A's up by a game in the NL. The Mets, the Cards by a half game now over my Cubbies. And the Padres are your division leaders there. We'll talk a little more in depth about that, but I wanted to talk about cheating Cardinals and a play that I cannot believe actually happened. So, as always, man, appreciate it.
I wouldn't get a chance to talk about Cubs, but if they keep being in it, this is going to be interesting. I'm not going to be able to trade away all the guys.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I honestly don't. I have no clue. Man, good luck to your team, sir. We'll talk next week.
I appreciate it, man. See you.
And Mr. Tim Grubbs, good way to follow him on Twitter. Open show rest of the way. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for our Memorial Day sales event going on now until June 1st at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Get a great deal on a Ram truck today. See all their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Avenue One Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Homa and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
That is incredible, though.
Insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I just found the Pirates radio call.
Oh, you did? Timothy Burke. On Twitter, at Bubba Pro G. He has the Pirates call.
Correct.
Here it is.
Home and a swing and a ground ball on to third base. He took a neck-high pitch and hit it on the ground to third. Now Baez running back toward home plate.
Tag him.
Tag him quickly. And what did Craig do there? They get a run out of that. And now they got to get the out at first. And they throw it into right field. That's going to get a run for the Cubs. Oh, my. What a loony play. And he's in at second base. Just tag him out. What was that? The Cubs are going to get a run, and Baez is safe at second base on a routine ground out to third. Oh, the calliopes can be heard from here to Sewickley. Here's the...
I wish Todd was calling that game. I wish he was calling that game.
How do you think he would have called that?
Step on the bag. Something along that nature.
Yeah. I do think the phrase step on a bag would have at some point come out of his mouth.
Or unbelievable.
Oh, we would have gotten a lot of unbelievables. You're right.
Did that just happen?
Yeah, that's true. I think.
You got to be kidding me.
Let's see. I have it here somewhere.
What, a Ty Graf Benini?
Yeah.
Upset call?
There we go. A couple of different versions.
You got to be kidding me.
See, I don't even know if that would be good enough.
You have got to be kidding me.
There you go. That's,
but a little bit angrier.
Well, that's just probably close. Let's see, I got one more.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it would have gone up. You're right. Probably would start with ground ball. They can't get.
You got to be kidding me.
Right.
So like, that's when they're running back to home plate.
Right.
Like,
and then here's the run scored.
You have got to be kidding me.
And then the throw to first goes in the right field.
You got
to
be kidding me.
Yeah, that's exactly how he would have called it. Like that.
Just like that. We did it for you.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you just. It would continue to go up as
people on the radio, what's going on?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
My
what's going
goodness.
On.
We could just do this, you know.
We basically
ground ball the third.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Really?
That was
that
a good
one too.
One.
That's another one.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. And then after, with the next, you know, the next pitch to the next batter, ball outside.
Am I seeing things?
Yeah, I mean, literally. He would not know how to call that. I've never seen anything like that.
Never.
Step on the bag and you're out. There's
the inning's
two outs.
Over.
I don't care if Baez runs back to home. Step back on the bag. And then to Tim's point, and you heard on the Pirates broadcast, if he's still out at first, that run still wouldn't have scored. Just make a good throw at first, and he's out, and the run doesn't score.
The throw was fine. All he had to do was back up take two
but
steps.
But that's the
back.
Point. The first baseman's mind went blank. A, step on a bag, you're out of the game. B, why are you throwing it? That run doesn't score if you just get the out. It can't score. It doesn't allow to score if you get the out, because that ends the inning. Jack, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got today, man?
Hey, guys. Look, I wanted to talk about the quarterback pressure, but first, I was listening to that that Carson Wentz quote, a little press conference he did.
Yeah.
Something tells me he's been watching the Godfather movies in the off season, because there's a part in Godfather 2 where Hyman Ross is talking to Michael Corleone about who killed Pantangelo, and he goes, "This is the business that we've chosen." If you notice it in Carson Wentz's little press conference,
yeah.
He goes, "This is the position I've chosen."
Yep.
But anyway.
Yep, he did.
But anyway, guys, look, as far as the pressure for the quarterback, don't you think, personally, in their own situation, they're all in a pressure point for their career? You know, they're in different, I mean, there's different pressures for the organizations that they're in. Because I think there's different expectations depending on where they are. But, I mean, for themselves, if they don't have good seasons, their careers might put them on a path where they're backups for the rest of their. I mean, and don't you think this is Jameis's last chance?
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point. You're right. Every player, to an extent, but yes, particularly since we're touching on quarterbacks, does have a level of it, right? Taysom Hill. Here's the pressure to prove that you are a starting quarterback, right? Here's your quarterback competition that you wanted. If it's a legit competition, here's your chance. If it's Jameis Winston, you just brought it up. Here's your opportunity to show that what happened in Tampa was circumstance, not you. It was, what was it? Six coaches, three offensive coordinators. I mean, all that other stuff that, you know, Leo was telling us about that he had to go through, which I don't know who can get through that. And so, yeah, they both have their own individual and different amounts of pressure based on that. But to your point, those two quarterbacks have the kind of pressure too that kind of determines do they get another shot. I mean, like if Taysom Hill doesn't beat out Jameis Winston or doesn't look good in the quarterback competition in preseason, what other team is going to give him an opportunity at quarterback. I mean, I think that's a fair way to look at it. If you're Jameis Winston and you don't beat out Taysom Hill, a guy that's never started, how does that make you feel and look, you know, as to what other teams will give you a chance? So yeah, they both have pressure to get the job. And then once you get the job, you got to perform to an extent.
Well, and the other guys you were talking about are kind of the same too. You know, you were talking about the situation in Miami, you know, and I agree with you. I don't know how you go from being on the verge of being in the playoffs to change it to a rookie quarterback who clearly is nowhere near ready to play. Okay, I don't know. And see, if he doesn't, that team got a lot, I mean, it looks like this, that team got a lot better. If he doesn't at least help them, if he doesn't contribute to that, and he starts to look like a bust, I think that's a lot of pressure on him. And in Carolina, you know, I like Sam Darnold. I think the Saints should have made an offer. But if he doesn't start to prove that it wasn't Adam Gase holding him back in that garbage organization, you know, once again, he could end up on a path where he's just a backup for the rest of his career.
Right. Like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how sort of that pressure sort of goes to and how the season sort of is. I mean, let's say it starts 2-3, 3-4, 4-1, 5-0, you know, go into it. Does that pressure mount? Does it not go well? Does that pressure mount if you win or lose? Does it change or not? I look at it like this, Jack. I don't think this season to me is that much better. Like, enjoy what you get because I don't know what you get out of it, and you have to give them games. You have to let them, you know, experience a good part, if not a season, to, I think, fairly evaluate it, don't you? Like, how long are you going to wait to call in and say, this is my thoughts on this QB or not? It's got to be a bit, huh?
I think that whoever they decide on, and just like everybody else, I think it's going to be Jameis. I think they just got to let him play the whole year and then decide where you need to go from there. Because, like, I believe you're saying there's not a lot of pressure on the Saints to win this year. I mean, that's the way. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody wants to win. But I, like, if it goes bad with Jameis, I think they'll just, you know, try to identify another quarterback and move on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Is anybody really thinking they're a Super Bowl contender this year besides Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan, do you think they're a Super Bowl contender?
The Saints?
At 11-6.
They're not a Super Bowl contender. Oh,
no.
They will win 11 games, though.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If Rodgers leaves Green Bay, does that help? You would say, who are the contenders? Let's do that with Jack. Jordan, who are the contenders? Got 2 minutes left before the break. Who are the contenders in your mind? Just throw some off. Dallas, huh? Is Dallas a contender with Dak? Jack?
No.
No. You say
no. I don't think they're the best. I think the Giants and the Redskins, the Washington football team, are right. Better than them.
Tampa.
Yes.
If Brady stays healthy, I mean, if he doesn't.
True. That is very true. San Francisco.
Yeah, because I think they're going to let. If the kid doesn't beat out Jimmy G, I still think they're good enough to. I mean, they've proven that.
Yeah,
good enough.
They're in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Seattle.
Right.
Do you think their offensive line has been worked, fixed? Defense, maybe? Seattle?
You know what? I like the other teams in that division more.
Rams?
Yeah, but I'm kind of questioning their defense. They lost a couple of really good defensive backs. Yeah. They're going to be better on offense, so they have to
say, I'm kind of going through some teams that I would have thought would be contenders, so. I mean, what's the definition of a contender? Among five teams? Among six teams? Among three teams?
Like among three teams.
Three teams. So your definition of I'm a contender for the NFC title, three teams.
Three teams.
Is your definition. Jack, what would you say would be a contender? Like, amongst how many teams?
I think if things go right for San Francisco, I think they're a contender. I think if Aaron Rodgers does show up, they're a contender. Mm-hmm. If Tom Brady stays healthy through the whole year and he doesn't deteriorate, Tampa's a contender. I don't think, like I said, I think the Giants in Washington is better, are better than the Cowboys, but I'm not sure either one of those teams have a chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I guess you're talking about three teams. And they have holes, so,
So you got contenders, and then you got just outside of that cusp. So I kind of agree with George. I mean, you can't have seven teams that are contenders.
Saints are a playoff team.
Yeah.
They're not contenders.
Okay.
That could change.
That could change now.
But as of right now, I think they're playoff contenders.
I agree. I think to use the term or definition contender, you're essentially saying that team should be an NFC championship game team.
Yes.
Right?
As of like right now.
Right. Exactly. Like you would expect the expectation levels should be that. Like the Saints last year were a contending team. You would think they were a contending team.
They were a Super Bowl contending team.
Yeah. So you went even further. You went Super Bowl contending team.
Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, there he goes. 30 minutes left. Sports Hangover. You want to call in? Chime in. Got a couple of questions today. Jordan Will Fresh Dad here for you as well. We'll touch on some of the big topics. Two fans have been banned for life, or at least indefinitely, from two arenas, one in Philly, one in New York, for two incidents that happened yesterday.
The two would have been flip-flopped, though.
What do you mean?
One was indefinitely, one was permanently.
Well, indefinitely, sort of. So
it's probably going to be.
Would you want the harsher language of never see you again, never step foot again? Sports Hangover continues next in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Lips like sugar.
Just summer means longer days and sometimes longer weekends. Make the most of yours with Memorial Day savings now at the Home Depot. In-store, online, store-wide. Get grilling and saving with a 5-burner next grill for only $199. Regularly $249. Save on everything from mulch to mowers. Ready, set, summer. Memorial Day savings. Here now, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done while supplies last.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
Want to hear how easy it is to get rid of those black streaks on your roof with Spray and Forget? Check this out. This is you spraying your roof. And this is you forgetting about it. That's it. No scrubbing, no rinsing. It does the work for you. Those stains caused by algae, mold, and mildew will disappear over time. Works on asphalt, wood, slate, and clay roofs. So you can just forget about it. Spray and Forget. Available at the Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, and Menards.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Who should start? Mac Jones or Cam Newton? Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a question in my opinion. I know what Key's going to say.
You really put that out there? I mean, it's just again.
Cam Newton, man. Stop, man. I understand we got Mac Jones effect. Stop. Stop it. They didn't go out and build this team right now for Mac Jones to be the starter.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So last night, Philly on their way to game 2's win over Washington. Russell Westbrook, before the game ends, turns his ankle, rolls it, is making his way to the tunnel. And as he does so, a fan pours popcorn through a little gap of the overhang canopy that protects players from going into the tunnel. He had to be restrained after the game.
Blatantly honest, man, this is getting out of hand, especially for me. The amount of disrespect, the amount of just fans is doing whatever the they want to do. It's just, it's out of pocket, man. It's out of pocket, seriously. Like, any other setting, I'm all for the fans enjoying the game and having fun. And, you know, it's part of sports. I get it. But there are certain things that cross the line. And any other setting, I know for a fact that fans, and they wouldn't come up. A guy wouldn't come on the street and pour popcorn on my head because he know what happened. A guy wouldn't come up to me and talk mess about my kids and my family on the street because the response will be different. In these arenas, you got to start protecting the players, man.
For sure. As we bring in Shane from Donisonville, DeBima on Twitter says the New York Knicks should be called the New York Spits, as a player has been banned indefinitely from MSG for being caught spitting at Trae Young from the second row. So my man probably paid 20 G's for that playoff ticket, and now he's gone. Shane, what you got for us today, man?
Oh, not too much. How are y'all fellas doing today?
Doing well, man.
I'm happy. I'm real happy that Dallas is beating the crap out of the Clippers, because I don't like the picking of teams stuff, but I understand some situations. But like Kawhi, you left Toronto after winning a championship.
Right.
Like, why not go back and try to repeat? Like James Harden, Houston was horrible. I still don't think he should have did what he did and forced his way out. But Kawhi, you're coming off a championship. And you're crying because you want to go home. I mean, you don't even want to defend your title.
Yeah.
And Paul George, you don't like Indiana. You don't like Oklahoma City. You don't like, you're not even good enough to pick your own team.
Yeah, I heard this morning, I think it was on Get Up. I think it was Jalen Rose was talking to Mike Greenberg about the commercial that he had aired right after he signed with the Clippers with New Balance, where he's driving in a convertible down the streets of L.A., the famous scene, you know, the famous street where you see so many movies with the palm trees and all that, and dangling off the dashboard is a chain with a crown. In other words, saying there's a new king in town, i.e. obviously with LeBron there, and spurning the Lakers to go with the Clippers. So I think when you do that, you know, you kind of have to do it, but look, they blamed Doc Rivers last year. It was Chris Paul before that. I know not with these two players, but it just, there seems something that doesn't connect. And I follow a lot of the reporters that cover these teams locally, and seeing them tweet at the end of that game, a lot of them were tweeting, there's good players on this roster. It's just not a good roster to play together, if that makes any sense. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing over there.
Who are the good players?
Well, I think individually you have some good players on there. I mean, it's not, I mean, they're not devoid of talent, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Right. They could use Eric Bledsoe, I can tell you that much.
There he is. Shane, you know what? Like, once again, I will give you that's a great idea, you know. Who was it again that you said that the Packers could use Eric Bledsoe for that championship medal?
Yeah, we could trade Eric Bledsoe for Aaron Rodgers in cash. Well, we would send them cash and Eric Bledsoe for Aaron Rodgers.
I got a text message from someone earlier today, and after we were talking about the whole first baseman issue,
yeah.
And it was Eric Bledsoe playing first
base?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He forgot that all he had to do was touch the bag.
Yeah, and the Saints are Super Bowl contenders, too.
So you think they're Super Bowl contenders based on what? Give me three reasons why you think they're Super Bowl contenders.
Because the roster from, if you take out the quarterback position and the questions at cornerback, I think the roster is pretty solid. Maybe linebacker you have a question mark. But I think overall the roster is solid, and I think that Jameis has a chip on his shoulder and a point to prove. And I can remember Michael Thomas saying something at the end of the last season about, if you know my quarterback came through 20 yards down the field or something like that, you can play press coverage or however he stated that. And that's not going to be a problem this year. If they can protect Jameis and Treyquan can catch the ball consistently, I think the offense is going to be better than last year. And I think the defense won't be as good, but they'll be good enough to contend. Because I don't see, other than Devin White and the defense at Tampa Bay, there's not a whole lot of powerhouses that I see, that teams that can't be beat.
Right, okay. Look, I went through it with Jack, man, and I said, who are the reasonable contenders? I think we've sort of defined it, at least with one phone call in three of us. At a contender, it means you're among the top three. So who would you say are the contenders in the NFC?
Tampa. You got Green Bay with Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And LA, maybe. Stafford, I don't have as much confidence in Stafford as some people have. I guess I'm not an expert, though, but Stafford is, I don't think he's all that great. He's maybe not as terrible as Goff, but I don't think he's all that great.
Right.
And Jimmy G, I've watched Jimmy G play good ball, but he's not going to stay healthy. And what are you going to get from that kid when he gets in there under the bright light? Russell Wilson and Jamal Adams, I don't know what the defense is going to do there. And so that's kind of a toss-up. But okay. I would say Tampa for sure. And if Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, and everybody else is packed up in the one pack after that, I would say myself.
All right. And Shane, if you have any more trade ideas to make other teams championship contenders, feel free to let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, just let us know.
I know who is Phillies playing? Washington.
Yeah.
Washington is not real good.
Right. They're on the cusp. They got two players. They got Westbrook and they got Beal. They could really use a third, right?
Yeah, Bledsoe would definitely take them over the top. But Westbrook can't keep people from throwing popcorn on him. How is he going to win
the
championship?
That's a shame, popcorn.
I mean,
what are you doing? And what about the guy that spits on Trae Young, man? Like, what are you thinking?
Oh, they should let Trae Young get to him. Spitting, that's one thing. You don't spit on a person.
Yep.
You don't do that. That's I can't even, the words that I want to use for that, I can't.
No, I'm with you too. I mean, that's a whole different level. I mean, that is just like, you go from 0 to 10 of anger, don't you, as a human being? I mean, That is immediate. I was blinded. I'm sorry, officer. I don't know what happened. I went blind with rage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think people would black out with anger if somebody spit on you.
Right. Right. All right. Yeah. I believe you. That's one thing I have never been a violent guy or getting in any fights or anything mm-hmm. like that. But that's one thing that would push me over the edge. Is somebody spitting on me. That's just, it's disgusting, and that's just the ultimate. You spit on a person or you slap a person in the face. That's kind of like the ultimate. I don't respect you at all.
Type
of move. And but I think Brooklyn is going to win the championship. I hope the Lakers don't win it again. God, I pray every night that they don't win it again.
He prays. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the phone call, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to y'all later.
There he is.
All right.
Yep. Jordan tonight, 9 p.m. Suns, Lakers, TNT.
Suns.
Really? Do you sit CP?
Actually, I'm not going to say it because I've been wrong a lot this playoff run.
I think you said him. I think you have to. The guy can't play. I'm not winning that series, and I'm not definitely winning any other series.
Sitting CP?
Yeah. You have to. You have to.
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not. He just brings something else to the
court. I understand that. I do, but you almost won that game. You almost did. If you would have scored in the final 4 minutes, which you didn't because you didn't have CP. I understand that. But if the guy wasn't playing at home, and the final 4 minutes is because he couldn't, Jordan. They could have stolen that game. They could have gotten that game. And in a game that they trailed the whole game. And in a game in which Anthony Davis went to the free throw line in 58 seconds. They could have stolen that game. If that guy could have given them another minute and a half at the end of that game. In a game in which they didn't score in the final 4 minutes. You don't think he would have done that? And if he can't give you that in a game that they could have stolen and gone up 2-0, which would have given them game three to be able to sit, then he's really hurt, Jordan. Because if he could have gutted it out another minute or two, pulled off that win, when the Suns had the lead late, then he's really hurt, man. And it stinks. He had a great year this year. But you're done. If that's a serious shoulder or clavicle or whatever it is going on, you're done. That ain't healing.
That's why you play it out, because it's towards the back. He's almost to the end.
Dr. Kleber, keep going
career.
Until it falls off.
This is probably his best chance to win an NBA title, unless he wants to go and, you know, join LeBron in them.
And
but then you
right
lose all my respect.
Unreal. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Rolling down the highway, qualified time. That's the only way to feel.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807. Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Cole Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. 10-1 UNO over in the Southland Conference Tournament, leading Northwestern State 10-1. You know what the story of the game is, Jordan? It's one story of the game right now. It's really, really simple. I'll make it real easy for you. Ready? There we go.
Well, don't look now, but guess who's up with the bases loaded again? Darren Willis.
Could he?
Uh-oh. In the air to left. Left. Back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone. Two grand slams in the game for Darren Willis. And it's 9-1 UNO. What a moment for the senior from Metairie.
So we saw a play in Pittsburgh today that I've never seen. Next time he comes on when he's healthy. What are the odds that you hit two grand slams in a game? I would have to say the odds are better you get bitten by a shark than hitting two grand slams. Is there a website where you can put odds? Give me the odds of being bitten by a shark and then type into Google odds you hit two grand slams. By the way, this is the seventh inning. Two grand slams in, you know, relatively early in the game.
Was it all in one?
By the way, it was a no doubt. It was the first pitch. Listen to me.
Now, don't look now, but guess who's up with the bases loaded again?
That's a really good call, right? Don't look now. Look who's up.
And Darren Willis.
Could he?
Oh! In the air to left. Back at the track, at the wall, and it's gone!
Dude, that's deep left center. By the way, it's at Southeastern, your home campus.
Line up.
And it was
baseball team, you sent me the tweet last night. They won over Northwestern State.
That is your baseball update from Southeastern, from Southeastern's own Jordan Kleber.
That's right.
That's a very detailed update, by the way.
So the odds of hitting two grand slams
yes.
in one inning is 12 million to one.
I didn't even consider one inning. My goodness. That would be a very, very long inning.
And the odds of being bitten by a shark is 1 in about 4 million.
So, yeah, better chances
of getting bitten,
bit by a shark. Look at that. I was right, Jordan. Are you surprised that I actually used...
Well, that was the one inning. That's just in one inning. I can't find one. I'm trying to find one just in one game.
Well, even still. UNO continues. It is now 14-1. They've put in 9 runs here in the 7th inning. By the way, guess how many outs in the 7th inning, Jordan? 0.
Good luck.
This may be the no mas, huh? I don't think it goes further than 7th, right? Don't it get 10-run rule?
Yeah, just that's where you hang up the cleats and you say, all right, guys, we're done for the season. Sorry.
No, yeah, here it is, bottom of the 7th, no outs. So, yeah, okay, so they put in 9 in the top of the 7th. So I got to imagine, I'm almost positive here. I mean, there's no reason to continue this with 2 more innings, right? It's 14-1. No mas. Let's get the next game going. Do you know when your Lions play again?
It's probably tomorrow, huh?
There's something else. You have no idea, do you?
Is it tomorrow?
You have no idea.
Hold on.
Well, you know, we got nowhere to go.
It's today.
Mm-hmm.
They play McNeese.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Would you like to tell us what time?
Let's see.
It's the last game of the night.
7 p.m.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's on ESPN Plus.
Maybe. The next game is Abilene Christian in Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Followed by Southeastern Louisiana and McNeese. Maybe a Southern Miss game. Can you believe they stopped playing at 2:39 a.m.? As crazy as that sounds, my wife was telling me earlier this week, she has a friend whose daughter plays like 9-year-old travel softball. Guess what? They routinely do tournaments where their games start at 11 or 12 at night.
Yeah, no. Sorry, I'm going to
posted bed. A picture on Facebook 2:30 a.m. But we're victorious. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to explain to me why in the world you're doing that as a parent, a 9-year-old at 2 a.m. for a meaningless tournament. John, thanks for giving us a call here, sir. What's going on?
Hey Gus. Hey Jordan. I just want to say I'm a recent UNO privateer. So privateer swords up, baby.
Swords up.
My privateers. Swords up. Swords up, privateers.
Would you like to hear the home running?
I just want to say,
go ahead.
I wanted to say very briefly before you go, I have the solution to all the Pelicans' problems.
And
it's
here we
in
go.
Two players.
Okay.
It's in That's two players.
Okay.
I've done my research. I've done due diligence. Number one, his name is Carl Anthony Towns. You need to get him out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Make a package and get him out of Minnesota and bring him to New Orleans. You'll have a nice little 1-2 combo down low. And second one is going to be in free agency. It's a man by the name of Tim Hardaway Jr.,
Oof.
Who is having a phenomenal season shooting right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's an upcoming free agent. Those two players will solve all the Pelicans' problems for next season. I'm telling you, the Pels do it. They're going to be for sure playoff contenders, maybe even more.
Just for you.
Yep. Ooh. In the air to left. Back at the track at the wall.
I mean, that ball was crushed. All right, John. Cat, call Anthony Towns and Hardaway Jr., who hit a big right corner three, or right wing three. Where's the sticky note? Go write it down. John wants these two players. Thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call, sir. John.
Yes, sir.
Yep. By the way, you know what hasn't been talked about? AD's Draymond Green moment in game two.
Who do you say, Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Yeah. You didn't even know what I'm talking about, do you? You know, where AD went for a jump shot and just, I guess, the natural shooting motion was to extend his left leg,
yeah,
a la Draymond Green.
That's what I was saying. That's
right into the unmentionables of Mr. Crowder.
That's why I said
incidental
was
contact, huh? Was it incidental contact? Or was he assessed a flagrant? I think he was assessed a flagrant.
He was, because yeah. Crowder got two shots. That's why
yeah,
I said.
I know.
That's why I said that you're. I had to give you a half pat on the back yesterday mm-hmm. because even though AD did go to the line, the refs yes. had to make it seem like they weren't going to be too much in favor.
What was the story of the game tonight?
Back at home in Staples Center.
How about this?
Full crowd.
No,
LeBron.
How about
playoffs.
How about the Suns? The key for the Suns here is to survive the first half. Be down 10 or under at halftime, right? Because you're going to have, you know, the crowd, and obviously the L.A. Stars saw that all the stars showed up. You saw yesterday, like, you had 50 Cent, you had Sting, you had all kind of people on the court at MSG, huh? So is that what they're doing tonight? Survive. I think if the Suns are within 10 or less at half,